Throughout his writings, Otis quoted John Locke extensively. Perhaps more than any other American, Otis deserves credit for infusing the ideology of radical Whiggism into the American resistance movement. Appeals to natural law and natural rights became especially popular among American radicals after Parliament passed the Stamp Act in 1765. For example, in protesting the Stamp Act, the Massachusetts House endorsed several resolutions drafted by Samuel Adams. Sam Adams, a distant cousin of John Adams, and a rising star in the resistance movement, mentioned natural law and natural rights in his first two resolutions.
Resolved that there are certain essential rights of the British Constitution of Government, which are founded in the law of God and nature, and are the common rights of mankind. Therefore, resolved that the inhabitants of this province are unalienably entitled to those essential rights in common with all men, and that no law of society can, consistent with the law of God and nature, divest them of those rights.
In 1772, in a declaration adopted by the town of Boston, Sam Adams summarized the natural rights of man.
Among the natural rights of the colonists are these. First, a right to life. Secondly, to liberty. Thirdly, to property, together with the right to support and defend them in the best manner they can. Those are evident branches of, rather than deductions from, the duty of self-preservation, commonly called the first law of nature.
Next, Adams defended the social contract, a theory associated with John Locke.
All men have a right to remain in a state of nature as long as they please. And in the case of intolerable oppression, civil or religious, to leave the society they belong to and enter into another.